A mortgage company stands accused of grabbing people's homes with very little reason. The company is accused of the kinds of practices we associate with the Great Recession.
Today, that recession is over. Unemployment is dropping. The real estate market in many places has recovered. And yet 700,000 people suffered home foreclosures last year alone.
Some did not need to. Housing advocates say mortgage companies are still making mistakes or simply overreaching. That allegedly includes the company examined by NPR's Chris Arnold.
There's some irony here because for years, Ocwen claimed to be better than the country's biggest banks at avoiding foreclosures. Ocwen even trademarked the slogan, quote, helping homeowners is what we do, exclamation point. Since the housing crash, Ocwen's chairman has become a billionaire as the company's grown. But now, regulators are investigating Ocwen, not for helping homeowners, but for hurting them.
New York State's financial regulator Benjamin Losky escalating his investigation into the company.
That sent the stock swooning down about 22% for the week, off 65% year to date.
Ocwen Financial accused of harming customers by changing the dates on documents.
The investigation is becoming a major story on networks such as CNBC. And now the company is facing allegations on another front, a new lawsuit brought by homeowners. It says Ocwen has been charging marked up fees, illegal fees, and engaging in deceptive business practices. Phyllis Nugent is one of the plaintiffs. The lawsuit says Ocwen's been unfairly pushing her into foreclosure.
They just kept sending us bills with erroneous amounts on there and then charging us all these different fees.
Nugent lives with Chad Hopkins in their house in Lewistown, Illinois. He's a roofing contractor. She's a nurse. And the couple says they've always paid their mortgage, at least until things went haywire back in 2011. They bought the house in 2002 for $100,000, which they could afford.
We've lived here 12 years, you know. We've raised our two daughters here, along with two of Phyllis's sons. Not only have we lived here and paid our bills, we have dumped a bunch of money into this place.
But then in 2011, Ocwen discovered that there'd been a paperwork mix-up. Some of the property taxes hadn't been paid, apparently, a number of years back. Documents show that Ocwen then added fees and demanded a lump sum payment of $18,000. The couple says they couldn't pay that, and they also couldn't tell how much of that was taxes or just a bunch of fees. Ocwen then refused to accept their normal monthly payments going forward and started charging them more fees that didn't seem to make any sense.
They charge us fees for property preservation and fourth-placed insurance when we've always paid our insurance with my insurance man that I've had since 1996.
And we're not talking about small fees here. In fact, Ocwen claims the couple now owes more than they borrowed in the first place. They borrowed $98,000, but an Ocwen bill cited in the lawsuit claims that the couple now owes $150,000, despite a decade of making their mortgage payments. When they'd call to try to sort this out, they say Ocwen routed them to a call center in India. They say they couldn't get their questions answered, and they were just told to pay the bill.
We still get bills saying we owe outrageous amounts.
Meanwhile, Ocwen is now moving to foreclose on their house.
Oh, yeah, they've sent foreclosure notices, yeah, and they filed here at the federal courthouse in Peoria, Illinois.
Gary Klein is one of the lead attorneys representing the homeowners in the case.
We have a class action suit against Ocwen.
As he flips through the pages of the lawsuit here, Klein says there's a pattern. Homeowners have a small, fixable problem, a mix-up with an escrow account, or a homeowner misses a few payments.
People have a relatively small and manageable default, something that they could correct. But because Ocwen adds charges at such large amounts, the problem becomes almost unsolvable.
And the lawsuit alleges that some of those fees that Ocwen is charging are illegal. Take Phyllis Nugent and Chad Hopkins. The lawsuit says Ocwen charged late fees that it was not permitted to charge under the terms of the mortgage. The suit says Ocwen also forced upon the couple a second insurance policy that they didn't need through one of its own affiliates. Meanwhile, Ocwen has been asking for larger and larger sums of money. One exhibit in the lawsuit is a recent monthly statement asking for a payment of $73,000. Chad Hopkins.
It's robbery. It's robbery, you know. And every day you think about it, you think about, wow, am I going to have to pack up my stuff and lose all this investment? And when you have small children and stuff, this is the only home they've ever known. I don't know, very frustrating. And I know if it's happening to us, I know it's got to be happening to other people.
Regulators are now looking into just that. Benjamin Losky, New York State's top financial services regulator, released documents about his department's investigation. It's looking into thousands of loan modification letters that likely caused homeowners, quote, significant harm because Ocwen backdated those letters. And that made it look like the homeowners had missed their chance to try to avoid a foreclosure. On an investor conference call, Ocwen's chairman, William Irby, pledged to work with regulators.
One of our goals is to keep people in their homes whenever possible. Ocwen is creating a review and remediation process for borrowers potentially impacted by the letter dating mistake the company has made.
As far as the homeowner lawsuit, Ocwen said in a statement that it will, quote, vigorously defend itself, but declined further comment. Chris Arnold, NPR News.